Ever wonder about weather balloons? What are they, and how are they used? Hello, I'm meteorologist John Jensenius from the National Weather Service, and I'm going to try and answer some of those questions. To get started, let's take a quick look at the equipment. The weather balloon actually consists of three parts. First, of course, we have the balloon. It's made of a very elastic material. Second, we have a specialized instrument called a radiosonde, which is used to take observations of the atmospheric conditions. And third, we have a parachute, which helps the radiosonde fall safely back to the ground. We also have a special building known as an inflation shelter that is used for preparing and tracking the weather balloon. At the top of the inflation shelter is a white dome, which houses a dish-like antenna that receives the signal from the radiosonde. Inside the inflation shelter, the balloon is filled with either hydrogen or helium, and the parachute and radiosonde are attached. Before release, the signal from the radiosonde is checked to ensure good quality data. When ready, the balloon, parachute, and radiosonde are simply carried outside and released. Weather balloons are released twice daily from about 95 different locations across the United States and about 900 locations worldwide. The release time is based on the time in Greenwich, England. The balloons are released at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Greenwich time, which is 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 3 a.m. and 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Of course, you'll need to add an hour to those times for daylight savings time. As the balloon travels upward in the atmosphere, the radiosonde measures the temperature, relative humidity, and pressure. These observations are continuously radioed back to the inflation shelter via a transmitter found on the bottom of the radiosonde. By tracking the signal from the transmitter, the ground equipment can calculate the wind speed and wind direction at all different levels in the atmosphere. If all goes well, the weather balloon will travel upward in the atmosphere to a height of about 100,000 feet, almost 20 miles high. Because the atmospheric pressure decreases as you go higher in the atmosphere, the balloon expands as it travels upward. By the time the radiosonde reaches 100,000 feet, the balloon is between 20 and 25 feet in diameter. Eventually, the balloon bursts, the parachute opens, and the radiosonde falls safely back to the ground. Once the balloon bursts, however, the data gathering is complete and the observations are ready for use. The data from weather balloons are initially collected on computers at the release site, but are then transmitted to the National Weather Service's supercomputers near Washington, D.C. Similarly, data from weather balloons released simultaneously around the world are fed into the supercomputers. This snapshot of the atmosphere provides the initial conditions for the National Weather Service's weather prediction models that are programmed to simulate what happens in the real atmosphere. These computer programs make predictions of what the atmosphere will look like in the future. Within about 4 hours after the balloon's release, the supercomputer's weather predictions are transmitted to National Weather Service offices across the country for use in preparing your local forecast. In addition, these model predictions are used by private meteorologists and by your favorite TV weathercaster. Any weather forecast that you hear for conditions more than 12 hours in advance depends on the valuable information collected only hours earlier by weather balloons around the world. Someday, if you'd like to watch a weather balloon being released, please call your nearest National Weather Service office for further information. From the National Weather Service, this is meteorologist John Jensenius.